Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of building blocks, we were on page 18, near the end of the last paragraph. Let's continue there today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
God's way is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Let's look at that. Speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So, we see that the songs need to be, for example, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, they need to be doctrinally, biblically right. But as far as the style, I take you back to Psalms chapter 68, verse 25. There we read, the singers went before. The singers are doing the melody. The players on instruments followed after among them. Okay, that is the harmony. And there were the damsels playing with their timbrels. That is the beat. And see, God's design right here in the Bible is melody, okay, harmony, and then the beat. It's not beat, then maybe harmony, and then a melody. Oh, no. That is the opposite of what God designed. So, again, there is a way. Now, they believe that it's all right to imitate the music that the world uses. Now, I'm going to use an illustration that, in some ways, I'm apologizing before I even use it because of the vividness of it. But it needs to illustrate the point. Now, there is music, a rock-styled music. There is a music that is blended. So it sounds like the world. It has a worldly sound to it. And that same music could be used in nightclubs and other areas with different words. Now you say, but we've got good words to ours. Okay, now here comes the illustration that I'm not really excited about, okay? But I think it vividly makes the point. Some of that music, especially the rock, is used in strip tease joints. Now, would that make them acceptable if the employees had Bible verses tattooed on their bodies? You say, of course not. Well, what makes it acceptable in church? You say, well, it's ridiculous. You're right. It's ridiculous. It should not be in church. That is what the world does. And that's what he's telling us here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, that not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust. In other words, don't try to emulate the world in your worship and in your daily life and walk with God and make it sound religious. Because that makes God sick. That is an abomination to God. And so stay away from it. It's just ridiculous to bring to church the same sound that is heard in the strip joint, okay, with the only difference being the words. Now, let's continue with verses 15 and 16. For it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Holiness has to do with our heart relationship with God. For an example, we confess sin. Why? Because if I regard iniquity in my heart, Psalm 66, 18, the Lord will not hear me. Your sins have separated you, Isaiah tells us. that the Lord will not hear. We contemplate the Savior through the study of His Word. We ought to make decisions as a result of the study, the meditation to His Word, and the direction of His Holy Ghost through that meditation and the study of His Word, having it God's desire, not our desire. For an example, a person can say, I want to teach Sunday school, but God's desire may be for them to drive a church bus. Well, no, that's not me. I've had people tell me, well, I just teach adults. I can't teach teenagers. I can't teach children. I'm just an adult. Well, I usually don't put them in teaching adults. If they're too high and mighty to teach children, then they're just too high and mighty for our adults. Okay. Now, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Galatians 5, 16, both command us to walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You'll be holy. Why? Well, Psalms 145, verse 17 tells us, the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. So anything God leads, you say, God is leading me to do this. The thing you need to ask is this, is it holy? Because God's not going to lead you into anything that is unholy. Does it in any way smack the world? Does it in any way conform to the former lust? Does it fashion yourselves after the former lust? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. So again, God is holy. The word holiness has in it the idea of separation. Separated from what? Well, you're separated from the world. So the Lord is holy in all of His work, but He's also righteous in all His ways. Righteousness is that walks hand in hand with the Word of God. Can two walk together, Amos 3:3, except they be agreed? So in separation, this doctrine of separation and being separated from the world, you must walk with God, and you must walk according to God's Word and God's way. Now, it's important then to refrain from wrong places, activities, and friends. We want to win our friends to Christ, but we cannot afford to injure our testimony of Christ by involving ourselves in things that are not right. Now, years ago, probably the number one entertainment for young 20-somethings, teenagers, and others, was the dance floor. I can remember J. Edgar Hoover telling that many of the harlots got their start on the dance floor. Men dancing with other men's wives, other boys and girls dancing together, and the lust stirred. Now, understand, biology is in every one of us. And a young teenage boy, they'll say, well, that'll never happen to me. A young teenage girl says, that'll never happen to me. Now, look, we have a Christian school, and we've been at it here for many years, and I've been a part of it for over 30-something years now, about 35. And I can tell you this, there have been many that have said that would never happen to me, and all of a sudden that girl looks like she swallowed a watermelon. Okay, if you know what I mean. In other words, that biology kicked in, and they weren't anything for it because they weren't walking the Spirit. They couldn't resist it. And so the guy, as they'd preach back then at the dance, how is he going to stir the lust and the emotions and then have a good testimony? You know, I never went to a dance. I had one teacher in school when I was in elementary school made me dance. It was a square dance, I think, or something. I don't know what it was, but we'd preach, don't dance. I was in fifth grade. When the music class was over, our class was leaving the music room to go back to our regular classroom. They all went one direction. I made a right-hand turn and walked home. You know, you come home in the middle of the day and school's still in, and your dad says, what are you doing? I says, well, they made me dance at school. I told them, we don't dance, and they made me dance anyway. Now, I don't know what he went down there and said, but I tell you what, they never, never again after that tried to force me to dance. Now, I say that's just one illustration. We could talk about movies. We could talk about so many other things and our testimony for Christ and His holiness and righteousness. We're calling people to repentance and faith. How can we call them to repentance if we're not separated from the world? How can we call them to faith when we're not living according to God's word? Now, things that fulfill the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life simply are not right, especially when they take the place that God should have in our life. Our life should be all for Jesus. I had a person in our church that this family just really blessed my heart. Their adult children left our church. They wanted to go to a contemporary church. And they tried to put their parents on the pressure on them. Those parents told me, "We love our children, but this is our church where God led us." And they went on to say, "Our life is this church." In other words, God called them here. This was their life. Now, they had secular jobs. They did their secular jobs, but their things away from their job centered around the local church. So it is important that we put away all use of alcoholic beverage and the use of tobacco. Now, those things won't send you to hell. They will damage your health as well as your personal testimony and credibility. I had a man in my first church that was witnessing to a lost soul, and this guy had a problem, though. He smoked. But as he was smoking a cigarette, he was witnessing this guy, and the guy looked down and saw a cigarette in his hand. And he says, "You're no better than I am. You're smoking that thing. I know better than that." And he didn't get saved. That man, that was the last thing he needed to show him. He needed to get rid of his cigarettes because it kept his soul from getting saved. See, these behaviors can become the very stumbling block that keeps someone, especially someone you love, from coming to Jesus Christ. I can remember my dad led my grandfather on my mother's dad. He led him to Christ. Now, I can remember the story. When he went up there, he told all the brothers and sisters, their families, he says, "Now, I want you to get out of the house and just leave me and him alone." Usually, he wasn't there because he drove an engine of a train. He was the engineer. And so often he worked so much that we didn't get to see him that much when we'd go up there once a year for a week or two. And of course, everybody'd come over. He told everybody, "I want you out of the house." Now, every one of these claimed to be saved. They all left the house. Dad sat down with them, took them through the plan of salvation, and my grandfather got saved. But one of the questions that he asked me says, "Well, one of the things that's kept me from this is that all these claim to be saved, yet every time they come up here for a couple of weeks, they never go to church." Now, you would think that somebody that wasn't in church, that wasn't saved, that wouldn't be important to them. But here was a man that was not saved, that didn't go to church, but he saw people who claimed to be saved, and sometimes saying to him, "Well, you know, you really need to get right with God." And in his mind, he's thinking, "You need to get right with God."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.